For me personally, I thought that growing up and working with cattle, I thought I knew a lot about cattle, but being able to, I didn't know that how serious when you could actually communicate with the cattle in their way, you can work with them better. So what he's taught us was a better approach to working with the cattle in the yard, so not the way that we were taught when I was growing up.
What sort of stuff you've been getting hands-on with?
The important thing was for him to teach us was just how can we treat our cattle better. We're not just growing them to sell off the ones we make money from. What we know, we don't actually know a lot. Jim coming here and teaching us was things that we should have known this sort of stuff before.
What do you feel you've learned over the last couple of days?
I think just knowing how to communicate, like body language is a powerful way to communicate with an animal, especially when they can't talk back to us. Being able to read eye contact with the cattle. When I stepped in the yard today, what I've noticed was the way I positioned myself, where I'm supposed to be standing in the yard when I'm working with the cattle. And Jim explained about the eye contact, where the cattle actually, the whole view that they can see us when we're behind them, that's their blind spot. So that's where they get all frightened, scared, and then they start mucking up. So he taught us where to stand in the yard. And then when I came to practice that, just the difference was I just realized, wow, Jim was actually right. This is so easy. Couldn't I take the time out to sort of see that before? So I think for me it was just that part was the body language and knowing that I'm looking at them and watching where their eyes are. So when I stood in the area that they could see me, I knew I wasn't in their blind spot, and they just moved for me just like really easy.
There's about 6-7 Indigenous property getting recognised through their work commitment, and anyone can have good infrastructure, but when you come to cattle, they got a better handle on cattle. Robin Yeda, station manager for Lambo.
So how happy have you been with the level of involvement?
I was very pleased, but I would like to have more of the other Indigenous the property come along.
So what is it in particular do you think that the Indigenous stockmen and women need to focus on?
This bit of understanding of cattle communication, and just work with the cattle, not against them.
And what's the plan going forwards? Are there going to be more of these workshops?
Well, we would like another 2 next year. Depend where about, but we would like to see another 2 workshops like this in the Kimberley summer.
Well, it's teaching people, I guess, the fundamental principles of stock handling. We call it low-stress stock handling, but really it's fast, efficient stock handling. It's teaching people to understand, firstly, how the animals think, so that they can understand and read the animals better, so that then they can communicate back to those animals what they actually want them to do. Jim Lindsay, I guess I'm the principal of low-stress stock handling, Proprietary Limited.
Why is low-stress stock handling so important?
We probably don't handle animals that well unless we have some instruction or some help from our peers or older people to pass that down. So we have a lot of people in the industry that are new into the industry that I guess do take probably not the best approach sometime because of their instinctive behaviour, so they need training with that. It's important because the industry needs to be profitable, and we need to handle these animals well to be efficient, to be profitable, and also there's a huge animal welfare issue there as well.
What kinds of skills and techniques have you been teaching?
Well, Tom, fundamentally to have people understand that to get fast, efficient stock handling, they've got to be able to read the animals well, and to teach people to be able to handle animals quietly, not necessarily slowly, but quietly, calmly, so those animals don't get stressed and they get better coming around through the system. We've run animals through here 3 times today, and they're getting, or 4 times actually, and they're getting far better by the 4th time than usually, mostly that makes them worse with traditional type handling.
How's it gone over the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's I can't say I'm disappointed. I think today's consolidated a whole heap of some of the skills. We spoke about stuff yesterday, and I think people get a bit sceptical about as to whether or not it'll work, but when we actually put it into practice like today and we get them happening, and then I said, do you want to go back to the old way or we stick to the new way? They mostly said the new way. Thank you.